This evening, I'd like to talk about meeting the needs of others and why it's important for us to do so. Meeting the needs of others is an act of love. It shows a willingness to put our own troubles aside for the moment and to as an opportunity to serve and help others. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul tells us that we are members of one body. Verses 24 through 26 read, "But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it." When one of us has a problem, it becomes our problem and should not go unnoticed, for a wound gets worse due to neglect. When we have the power and the capability to help others, we should not hesitate to rush to the opportunity. Proverbs 3, verse 27 reads, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so." Continually serving others shows our faith in God. We are encouraged to keep serving even when we grow weary of it, and we are re-strengthened to know that our faithful Father sees our good deeds and will not forget them. Hebrews 6, verse 10 through 12 reads, "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Proverbs 19, verse 17 reads, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given." We were never meant to bear all of life's troubles by ourselves. Like individual segments of a bridge, we bear the weight together. Galatians 6, 2 reads, Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Hebrews 13, verse 16 reads, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Matthew 5, verse 42, "Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." In order for us to efficiently serve others, we must not get distracted with serving ourselves. Philippians 2, verse 3 through 4. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Proverbs 11, 25. "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." When we as individuals have our own problems, understandably, we would want help with them. This is where the golden rule plays a big part. Luke 6, 31. "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise." When we sacrifice our time, energy, and resources to help those in need, we discover what it truly means to love. If you look at 1 John 3, verse 16 through 19, it's 1 John 3, verse 16 through 19. It reads, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. If any one of us are bearing an overwhelming burden, please make it known so that we can be of help and of service to each other, because that's what we're here for, to love and to serve. Thank you."